Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented a number of kashas on the topic of Urim V'Tumim, and now we will continue Sineflos Mitoras Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, based on the Torah of Moreinu, Rabbeinu, Hagon Rav David Yitzchak Manzatzal. His Torah is just Oisei Gevenlich, Yotzei Migedar Aragil, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya. So we're going to follow his Mahalach. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash and Halacha Yud, Asu b'bayit sheni urim v'tumim kedei lahashlim shmoyne begodim. In bayit sheni, they made urim v'tumim. Why did they make urim v'tumim in bayit sheni, you ask? And the answer will be, in order to be mashlim the shemayna begadim. That's why. Vafa bishloi neshalom behem. Even though they wouldn't ask, because it didn't work. Obnei mayu shloi neshalom behem. Why didn't they ask the urmitumim? Why didn't it work, Taka? Because they didn't have the divine spirit there. And any Kohen who doesn't speak Baruch HaKodesh, the Shechina does not dwell on him, and you can't ask him. So they weren't in Bayit Sheni. They had Urim V'Tumim just to be mashlim b'shmona begodim, but they didn't ask because there was no Ruach HaKodesh. So it's mashlim l'shen Rambam that he doesn't hold like Rashi and the Ramban. That in addition to a kli that was called the Choshen Mishpat, they would also put in Shemos HaKadoshim. Remember, we saw that in Rashi, we saw that in the Ramban. Shemos HaKadoshim. No, Rambam doesn't mention anything about Shemos HaKadoshim. Rather, the Rambam learns what's Urim V'Tumim? Just the stones. That's their name. In other words, according to the other Mefarshim, you have the Choshen Mishpat, but then you have God's name. That's the Urim V'Tumim. That's what shines in his Mashlim Dvarav, makes sure that it's going to happen, as we learned in the previous year. The Rambam holds the Chorah that it's just the stones, because the Rambam writes that they made Urim V'Tumim k'dei shalei mechusar begodim, shouldn't lack clothing, and that's not by Vonim Atzman. The Chisaron Hashemus ain't a Chisaron bebegodim. Because lacking Shemus is not a chisaron in the begodim. So if the whole vort is the Shemus, then you don't have any begodim problem. The Rambam says, in Bayit Sheni, they had Urim V'Tumim, even though it didn't work. But you had to have Urim V'Tumim because you have a begodim problem. If you don't have Urim V'Tumim, you lack begodim. What begodim do you lack? You don't lack any begodim, they're just Shemus. The answer is the Rambam doesn't hold their Shemus. The Rambam holds that the Urim V'Tumim is just the Choshen Mishpat and the stones. That's the Urim V'Tumim. It's the it's part of the begadim. That's all. It's not Shemos. Just the stones that are on the Choshen. Kach mashma pash the sivrei Rambam b'ter perik tes mehochos klei mikdash halacha vav vayen gam b'perik dalad mehochos beisa b'chira halacha aleph. There the Rambam writes that even Urim V'Tumim that were in Bayit Sheni wouldn't answer Baruch HaKodesh, and they would only make them only in order that they wouldn't lack the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol. He shouldn't be mechusar begodim. And the Ravid was masig on the Rambam that chisur begodim, that the Rambam said ain't no klum. It says golnisht. Why? She'eino mecheshben begodim. What chisur begodim is there if you don't have the Urim V'Tumim? The Urim V'Tumim isn't mecheshben begodim. Sorry, says the Ravid to the Rambam. It's not mecheshben begodim. Why? Because the Ravid holds like the Shita Rishonim that Urim V'Tumim are the Shemos HaKadoshim. The Rashi says the Shemos HaKadoshim were Ben Kifle HaChoshen. Ramban doesn't say where they were, what they were, but not a Beged. So the Ravid also holds that it's Shem L'Chorah, that it's Shemos that are not part and parcel of the Beged. So therefore there's no Mechusar Begadim probably, not lacking clothing. But the Rambam calls the Avonim themselves Urim V'Tumim. Uvadai, shim lo yiyu, ein zechoshen, v'havalei mechusar begodim. Vadai, if he doesn't have them, it's not the Choshen. Because he holds to the stones themselves. And therefore you have him a Chusar Begadim Pram. I am your Kevisam Mishnah, Bechus Beis Abachirisham. Look in Toysin Yumachaf Aleph Amid Beis, the Yerom Asalor and Vitum, and the Rashash there. The Meiri Yumayin Aleph Amid Beis, giving you some good addresses to go to visit. However, the Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam isn't arguing. He doesn't really hold the Urim V'Turim are called the Avonim. He's just calling them Avonim B'derech Hash'Allah. He's just borrowing the term, but it's not really the Urim V'Turim. It's not really a Machlokas. Not to the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah V'lmachin Shulam. He wants to make peace. Oysa Shalom Bein Ramban V'l'Raibit U'yasa Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. He wants to make peace between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, but that's not the mashmos of the Rambam. Tosis Mefurish holds not like that. Their Shitas Hagbagaonim Lahedya. That hold that it's not the Shemus. Also, the Rambam Pashtis Tavarov is that it's not the Shemus, it's the Avonim. That's also the Shita of Rabbi Avram Ben Arambam, is brought by Rabbi Kasher in his Torah Shleima, Bebi Rabbos Pehei, when we stabber that the Rebbe Avram Ben Arambam, Gaitin Tatin Zveg, he's going in his father's derech, and he also holds that it's just like his father holds its Avonim, he also holds the Avonim. So it's not easy to make Shalom between the Rambam and the other Rishon, we're going to go with the Pashtus that the Rambam is arguing. You can also bring the Rambam in the 10th paragraph of Chesklam Mikdash Halach Yad Aleph, the Ketzat Shoalim, etc. Umiyad Ruach HaKodesh Lovish is a Kohen. After the question, the Divine Spirit encloses the Kohen. Umeibit B'choshen. And he looks at the Choshen. V'robek B'mar Nevuah. And he sees in a prophetic vision, Aleolo, to go up or not to go up. That's the question. Sounds like a Spanish Western movie. Ale, ale. Anyway, so should we go up or should we not go up? He sees B'mar Nevuah. It's from the Sugi and Yuma 73b. Machlokes, Yechon and Reish Lakish. Are the letters bolate? Do they jut out? Or are they mitstarif? Do they combine together? Gemara Shem says, Meisvei. Kokoin Shein Medab, Baruch HaKodesh, Shechina Shorah, Levein Sholem. Bo, Kokoin, it doesn't speak Baruch HaKodesh. And have the Shechinaim, you don't ask him. Shreishol Tzadok, Volsalo, Yosef, Volsalo. Because Tzadok asked, and it was Matzliach. And Avyasar asked, and he wasn't Matzliach. Now, if the Tshuva, the Urim Tumim, is that the letters are jutting out, or they're combining, Kedivrei Marlu Rebbe Yochanan Rish Lakish, why does the Kohen need to have Ruach HaKodesh? All he needs to do is have reading skills, which was taught to me in Kita Aleph by Morasara Gapin. She taught me Kita Aleph. I have a lot of Hakara Satov, because what I was taught in Kita Aleph, I forget a lot of what I learned, but how to read and write, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I still have. I thank my teachers, my Moras, my rebbes, my parents, for paying tuition. Back then tuition wasn't what it was today, but it was still tuition. And this way I can read and we can have these shiurim. So the kasha is, if the vort is that the letters combine or they jut out, then what Ruach HaKodesh do you need? That's the kasha of the Braisa. And says the Gemara, Siyua Havei Misayeya Behadayhu. Rashi, what does that mean? The Kohen would help the Urim Bitumim. That if the Kohen was Roy Shetish Rala Vashchina, then the Urim Bitumim would do its work. Siyua Havis Misaya Kohen Bade Urim Bitumim, Hilkach, in Kohen Kasheraya, Veroy Lishrot Shrina Alav, Hotiot Boltot Omet Starfot Al Yadok Sheneshalimbo. Vimlav Lo Boltot. Sorry for the Israeli accent. That the Rashi says that the Kohen would help out if the Kohen was kosher and roy that the Shechinah should dwell on him, the Asius would shut out or combine together, and if not, they wouldn't. That's what the Rambam is saying. that l'fi mashmaos l'shana, the answer of the kohen was b'mar nevua, shenigla loya de urim v'tumim, kishar gilui nevua. Just the mar urim v'tumim is what appeared to him. And therefore, the kohen needs to have ruach hakodesh. That's the Rambam. Umiyad ruach hakodesh lovish es hakohen, umabit b'choshim v'robo b'mar nevua. He's helping. If he's roi for nevua, then he sees the nevua on the choshen. Then the choshen does its work. Because he's so rainy, he gets the goddess nevua idea kohen. Vein b'malbim shmuel aleph, ayin sham v'yesh laharich. That's what Rav Man says. I didn't look in the Malbim. But whenever you say look in the Malbim, I get excited. I love. I can't say I always get excited. I don't want to exaggerate. But I love the Malbim. I'm just a Malbim fan. I used to be a Mets fan. I don't follow baseball. I used to be a Knicks fan. I don't follow hockey. I know that. But I'm a Malbim fan. I hope I'll never stop being a Malbim fan. I grew out of sports. But I hope I never grow out of Torah. It's Hashem. V'zeh nira b'shinu loshen Rambam. The Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Luchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Aleph, V'chol eilu lo chazu l'bayi sheni v'apur v'metum shoyi b'ayi sheni lo'i mishim ruach ha-kodesh lo'i nishalom b'hem. And these didn't return to b'ayi sheni, and even the urim v'tumim that were in b'ayi sheni didn't answer b'ruach ha-kodesh, and they didn't ask Shenamar, etc. So the Rambam writes two things. Lo ayu meshivim, lo ayu nishalim. They wouldn't answer, and they wouldn't be asked. That is in the first parak of Hilchos, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Beis Bechira, in Halacha Aleph. But in the tenth parak of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, Asu b'bayi sheni urim v'tumim, kedei lahashlim shmeine begodim. They made in b'bayi sheni urim v'tumim to be mashlim the shemayne begadim, ve'af al pi shelo ayu nishalim behem, and even though they wouldn't be asked in them, and bayisheni, they made urim v'tumim, though they wouldn't be asked, ve'bnei shelo ha'is Hashem ruach hakodesh, v'chol kohen she'eno medaber ruach hakodesh ein shechina shor alav ein nishalim bo. So here the Rambam only says that any kohen who doesn't speak Ruach HaKodesh and Shekhinah doesn't dwell in him, you don't ask him. Here the Rambam only says not asking. So the Briska Rav isn't left far behind in Klei HaMikdash. Eret Veginda, he speaks about this. Why does the Rambam in Beis HaBechira Bimachalek Letarti, they wouldn't answer, the Urim Ritum wouldn't answer, and the Kohanim wouldn't be asked? And in Klei HaMikdash, in the 10th Perek, the Rambam only says they wouldn't be asked. He doesn't say they wouldn't answer. So based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because there are really two inyanim here. Number one, that the Urim Bitumim would provide an answer to the Kohen via the Kohen's Ruach HaKodesh. That's number one. The Urim V'tumim, Masha Urim V'tumim, Haisa Ba'at Shuvah B'ruach HaKodesh L'Kohen. The Urim V'tumim would bring the answer with the divine presence on the Kohen. And number two, Masha Haya HaKohen, Shayim Shtamish L'Ruach HaKodesh, Kol Eides HaTshuvah, Umeishiv Es Masha Nemar Lo B'Urim V'tumim. And now the Kohen absorbs, receives the answer, and speaks out, responds with what the Urim V'Tumim told him. Like the Rambam writes, Ein Meshivim, Hainu, Hakohen She'ein Baruach HaKodesh, Ve'ein Eodeh Elahashiv, Es Mashiyeshno Urim V'Tumim. The Rambam says, why Ein Meshivim? Because the Kohen didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Rambam writes again, V'alf bi shaloi nishalim b'hem b'nei shaloi tzashem b'ruach ha-kodesh b'chol koin she'en o'medaber b'ruach ha-kodesh v'en she'en o'shor alav e'en nishalim b'o. When the Rambam writes Ein Meshivim, he's talking about the Kohen. The Kohen, who doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, and he doesn't know what to answer with what's in the Urim V'Tumim. That's Ein Meshivim. When the Rambam writes Ein Nishalim, why Ein Nishalim? Since the Kohen HaMeshiv doesn't have what the Urim V'Tumim has. In other words, there's no Ruach HaKodesh that's activated in the Urim V'Tumim, both in Shalbotos and Meiros, and therefore there's nothing to ask the Urim V'Tumim, because then they're going to be like other stones. There's no Kohen to help. Ein Meshivin, the Kohen can't answer. Ein Ishalim, you can't ask these Urim V'Tumim, because the Kohen's not going to know what to do with it. There's no Ruach HaKodesh that's activated, and therefore these stones are like any other stones. Therefore, when the Rambam spoke in Ochs Beis HaBechira that there was no Urim V'Tumim Bayisheni, the Rambam explained that Shelo Chazra Gama Tshuva Shel HaKohen, he didn't have the Kohen answering Ein Meshivin, and also the Sheila, there was no asking of the Avonim. That's the Rambam in Ochs Beis HaBechira. V'Avrim V'Tumim Shel Bayisheni Lo Ein Meshivin Beruach HaKodesh, Kohen couldn't answer. V'Lo Ein Nishalim, they couldn't ask. Why couldn't they ask? Because since the Kohen didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, the Urim V'Tumim were just like regular stones. And now let's ask the Urim V'Tumim. No, it's not going to help. But Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam is talking about Chisur Begadim. That we would think that since the Avonim aren't Meshiv, even if they're on the Choshen, they're not Avnei Choshen that have the Koach to answer. Because according to the Rambam, it's all in the Avonim. It's not in the Shem Hashem. Hazeh kamash melam Rambam. Nevertheless, you still put the Avonim there, and there's no Chisur Begadim, because sof kol sof they're considered Avnei Choshen. But if you don't put them, there's going to be Chisur Begadim. And since the kamash melam is on the Ein Nishalim, then nevertheless you have to put them in the Choshen. Therefore, the Rambam only writes this detail, because again, the chisaron of Ein Meshivim is mitzad the Kohen. The Ein Meshiv Ruach HaKodesh, the Kohen couldn't answer Ruach HaKodesh. The She'ela is in the Avonim. So in Meila and Beisa B'chira, the Rambam writes he lacked both. But in the Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam is talking about the Chisur Begadim problem. That despite the fact that it's not going to answer, you have to put it there because it's Chisur Begadim. You might think that it's, because you don't put it there, it's going to be a lack of Begadim. You might think that it's not going to help to put it there because it's not called a Begad if it doesn't answer. The Rambam is telling you, no. Ava Pishlo Yinishomim, even though these Avonim weren't asked, because there was no Ruach HaKodesh, he's still put in there. So in other words, since here the focus is on the Begadim, the Rambam only related to the Nishalim part, which relates to the Avonim, and not to the Kohen himself. The Rambam doesn't write Meshivin. Meshivin is on the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't answer, but it's also true. But that's not the Rambam's focus here. The Rambam here is focused on the Chisur Begadim. And there is no Chisur Begadim. Why is there no Chisur Begadim? Because you put the Begadim there. They don't have Ruach HaKodesh, these Avonim. They're not going to be Mitztaref. There's no Kohen to who has Ruach HaKodesh that's going to give the answer. In other words, since the Kohen doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, they're not going to be Osios Boltos or Osios Mitztarefos. Gemara says, jutting out letters or combining letters in a Chinami, but you still have the Avonim there. But the chisaron of Ein Meshivim, that pashut is not going to be a chisaron begadim problem, and therefore the Rambam didn't mention that in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, where that's the inyan. Very nice, beautiful. So based on this, it would appear as follows: Sheomnam laRambam l'shitato she'ein burim v'tumim atzmo shemot lahagadat otiyot atidot. The Rambam l'shitaso is that there are no shemus in the Urim V'Tumim. Harei vaday yesh lomar shehakol begeder mar'e nevuahu v'ikaro etzel akohen. It's all begeder mar'e nevuah, and it's all by the Kohen. Primarily it's by the Kohen. The Kohen has his mar'e nevuah. That's the mashmaus of the Rambam. Umiyad ruach hakodesh lo veishes hakohen. Umabit bachoshen for rabo b'mar nevuah. It's by the mar nevuah, by the kohen. That's shitas Rambam. But ladas shai rishonim, it would appear the geder is different, and that is that through the shame shebachoshen, the choshen had all the future of Kal Yisrael in the world, and through the sheila, hayanigla hanimtzebo, vaidei zehu masha asuken kevin sheyadush kenu amitzias. Since there's a shame, what the shame does is it puts the future of Kal Yisrael there. And through the asking of the Urim V'Tumim, the future is revealed. Rashi, in Hosea, chapter 3, verse 3, Vein Eifot Shel Urim V'Tumim HaMagid Lem Ne'elamos. There was no Eifot of the Urim V'Tumim that told them the secrets. So you see, and what's the inyan here? Telling secrets. Revealing the Metzias. That's what the Urim V'Tumim is about. That's Rashi and Hosea. That's Das HaRishonim here. Not like the Rambam. Ubi Pashtus. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that we saw in the previous shir. Gevaldik. That, is there a Ko Amar Hashem or is there not a Ko Amar Hashem? Does it just say Alei or does it also say Ko Amar Hashem Alei? According to the Chachamim, now it'd be Shitas HaRambam, that it's a Geder Nevuah Shenim Sura LaKohen Kedei LaMosra LaShoel. V'lachen Harehi B'Koh Amar Hashem. So since it's Begeder, the Rambam holds the Geder is that it's a Nevuah. Since it's Begeder Nevuah, it's going to say Koh Amar Hashem. That's the Nevuah Dikalashin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein zo amira lemesira kenevuah, eli rak yediyah shekachu adover. It's not a nevuah. It doesn't have the status of nevuah. It's just telling you what's going to be. And since it's going to tell you what's going to be, when you read what's on the Choshen, Memela tells you what to do without the Kol Amar Hashem. All it tells you is the Lamaisa. It's Megala the Metzias. And it has nothing to do with Kol Amar Hashem. So Lamaisa, the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yehuda. So how can we put to Rabbi Rambam together with the Chachamim? That's something I don't understand. The Rambam writes in Klei HaMikdash that it just says Alei. And not Ko Amar Hashem. So that's a question, Amir Tashem. Next time I meet Rav Man, I'll ask him. Or maybe Behemshech, we will see a resolution to that problem. But that could be the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it's begeder nevuah or not. Ko Amar Hashem begeder nevuah, like the Rambam, without the Ko Amar Hashem, just a gilui metzias. Maybe the Rambam paskins pashut, it's begeder nevuah, but this nevuah doesn't require a Ko Amar Hashem. And every nevuah starts with the Kol Amar Hashem. But he would hold Rabbi Yehuda. Also holds the nevuah. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. But from the Chachamim, you can see according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim say it's so nevuah dik that you even have to say Kol Amar Hashem. Yehuda doesn't go that far to say Kol Amar Hashem. According to the other Rishonim, also they hold that it's they all pashut like Rabbi Yehuda. No Kol Amar Hashem. It's Gilui Asido. It's not really such a nevuah. In the Yushalmi, in Sanhedrin, in the first parak in Halacha Gimel, and what it says there about Sefesh Alir Vazaris, that we acquire a Navi in an Urim V'Tumim, the Yushalmi says, Tani Taman, Im Yesh Navi Urim V'Tumim Lama Nitzarich, Ashkach, Tani Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Tzarech Orim V'tumim. Now this is really weird. It says that when you add on to the city of Jerusalem, to the Azaras, the Beis HaMikdash, you require a Navi and an Orim V'tumim. Frek the Yerushalmi. If you have a Navi, what do you need Orim V'tumim for? The Yerushalmi answers, that Rebbe Yehuda says, you need an Orim V'tumim. The obvious question is, what's Rebbe Yehuda answering? What's Rebbe Yehuda answering? Why do you need an Urim V'Tumim? You need an Urim V'Tumim. So based on what we said, it's Gevaldik. If the Gzeres Urim V'Tumim is Ko Amar Hashem, like the Rabbanan say, then you already have a Navi. What do you need Urim V'Tumim for? Because the Nevuah, Urim V'Tumim is also a Nevuah. So why do you need a Nevuah, Nevuah? But if you hold, it's another Mahalach, it's another track. You have the Navi track, and then you have Urim V'Tumim, which is Gili Asidos. That's another Mahalach, it's another track, it's a different track. So we understand why you need both. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need Urim V'Tumim. Why? Because I hold Urim V'Tumim is different Mahalach than Navi. Navi is Nevuah, Urim V'Tumim is without Kol Amar Hashem. So it's not Nevuah. It's Gili Asidos, but not in the Mahalach of Nevuah. It's a different parasha. And that's the Teretz of the Yerushalmi. And the Mashiach Chachma writes this at the beginning of Parashas Truma. B'yisob bir divrei Yerushalmi, ayin sham. Now we understand, or understand, the nafkamina between Nevuah, that sometimes Nevuah is retracted, and Urim V'Tumim, there's no Chazara, it never goes back, it never retracts. Nevuah is a tzivui me'Hashem, to tell us what's mischayv in the future, mitzad ha'matzav shel hashta. Nevuah is God telling you, and the future, what's going to happen based on what's going on now, but if the situation changes, memelo, the Nevuah can change, the outcome can change, but Urim V'Tumim is not a commandment to tell you what's going to happen in the future based on what's happening now, it's just a Gili Asidos. So Gili Asidos is just telling you what's going to happen in the future, not based on what's happening now, but just revealing, exposing, taking off the veil and being able to see straight into the future, Lazein Chazara, how's that going to change? God knows that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Says no chazara from Urim V'Tumim. And with this, we can also understand the Meiri. Have a Meiri. Meiri says Yuma and Gimel Amid Beis Kol Shakoi Nishal Beurim V'Hu Bala Hashiv Mashir Ra LeNishal Eino Tzarech LeFarit B'Tshuvas Kol Amar Hashem Ela Shiyomer Mashir Osios Moros Levad Shu Tshuvas Etzem Ha'Inyan. Kagon Alei, Vatzalta, Radof, Kaseik Tasig, Vatzel Tatzil. Any Kohen who's asked in the Urim, and he comes to answer what he sees, he doesn't have to detail Sko Amar Hashem. He just says what the OCOs tell him, answers the question, go up, you'll be saved, run after, you'll achieve, you'll gain, you'll catch up, you'll save. And even though Gzeres Navi can change if there's tshuva, like we find the story of Ninveh, we just read that on Yom Kippur, very, very exciting. We had Yom Kippur this year. I love Yom Kippur. Gzeres Urim V'Tumim Eino Chozeres. The Gzeres of the Urim V'Tumim doesn't go back. Tshuva can help you with the Gzeres Navi. But Urim V'Tumim doesn't go back. Shalayu Sholem El Ladabra Bachun. They only asked about something that's Bachun, Milashon Mifchan, tested, discerned, Lavchin. Ve'ein Alev Panu L'Tshuva Gemura Kolkach. And the heart is not so open for Tshuva. What does this mean? Shalayu Sholem El Ladabra Bachun. Ve'ein Alev Panu L'Tshuva Gemura Kolkach. What's meant this? We can explain as follows. The answer wasn't just what to do. The answer is, what's the metzius? What is the future? Let us take a time machine. Urim V'Tumim is a time machine into the future. Let's just take a time machine into the future and go there and see what's going to be. and therefore not shaykh to have chazara. And the Meiri writes weiter, Shane, so since it's a davar bachon, it's going to happen. What's going to happen is going to happen. Can't change it. Can't cry over spilled milk. There's already spilled because the future is now. We went into the time machine. When I was a little boy, I'm all, like they say. I used to get up early on Sunday morning, and we used to have a box in our den. We used to have a little den before it turned into my brother's room. He should have a happy birthday. Yesterday was his birthday. Going with David Shlita. We had a den, and they had, we had a little TV there. If not mistaken, it was a black and white. We had a black and white for a while, I think. Could that be? I don't know. But we had a TV there, and we used to watch this guy, Marlowe in the Magical Time Machine or something. And he would go in a time machine. That was really, really cool. So that's what is going on over here. Not necessarily Sunday morning, but we're going in the time machine, and therefore it can't be changed. And then the Meiri adds, She'ein aleif panu l'tshuva gemura kol kach. And this is behemshech to what the Meiri wrote Bereish Dvarav. That when the, this is behemshech what he says at the beginning, She'ein tzarech lefarit b'tshuvaso kol amar Hashem. He doesn't have to say kol amar Hashem. Because what's kol amar Hashem? That is instructions from the heavens. That's tshuva gemura. She'esh bo hora min ha-shamayim ma'alasos. That is a complete answer that has a teaching from Shemayim what to do. But it's not like that in the tshuva of the Urim Betumim. She'en o bofen gezeh shel tshuva gemura kol kach. V'mishum she'en aleif pani lios b'madrega shel kabbalas divrei Shemayim she'em ha-tshuva gemura. V'chein yesh b'gzeras Urim Betumim shenitna l'chol l'kol b'lo kesher l'madregasu shel ha-shoah. So here you're not giving the tshuva gemura because the heart isn't so open to receiving this answer, this tshuva gemura. Nevuah would be a tshuva gemura. Here it's just revealing what's going to happen in the future, because to be on the level to receive a tshuva gemura, for that you need to be on a higher spiritual level. But here the Urim Betumim is answering even people on a lower spiritual level. Not talking about the Kohen Gadol, we're talking about the asker. So it's just going to reveal the Metzius. It's not a parrot of Kol Amar Hashem. It's just revealing what's going to happen. If it was Kol Amar Hashem, for that, you need a higher Madrega. That you're getting a hurrah from Hashem. Here it's just telling you, this is what's going to be in the future. That's where Rav Man understands this. I was thinking maybe that we can understand the Meir a little bit differently. It doesn't mean tshuva in the sense of answer. It means tshuva in the sense of repentance. They're asking something that's very clear. In other words, like we're saying, just revealing the future. The heart isn't going to necessarily do a complete tshuva. It's hard to do complete tshuva because this isn't like a hora min ha-shamayim telling you a nevua that if you do tshuva things are going to change. Here it's just sort of exposing the future. When you hear this exposing of the future, you don't necessarily going to be in that place to do tshuva. When God is telling you you're getting hora kol amar Hashem min ha-shamayim, you're going to say, oh, I'm getting this nevuah, I better do tshuva, and then things are going to change. But here by the Urim Betumim, it's just taking off the veil of the future. You stepped into the time machine, now you're in the future, you see what's happening, so you think, what's tshuva going to help? This is what's going to be in the future. So the heart isn't so open to doing tshuva. Maybe. But since Rav Man is 100 million times smarter than me and 100 million times bigger Talmud Chacham, it's probably worth it for me to negate my understanding in favor of his. But I presented it anyway, and the Habocher Yivchar. And now we also understand what we asked in the previous shiur, why Rabbi Tumim gives the answer, the fiaseder, not the fiaseder of the asker, but the fiaseder of what's going to happen. Because again, you're just revealing the future. So when you're revealing the future, so it's going to be kaseder. So you're not going to, if two questions are asked, you're not going to answer what's happening later, because you're just sort of opening up that window to the future. Now you can see what's happening in the future. So what are you going to see first? What happens first? It's like, imagine a closed window, you open it up, and now you're seeing the future. You see first what's happening first. So that's why the Urban Tumah, David HaMelech asked, Hayaski Runi, is Shaul going down? And then it answered him first about Shaul. Because it goes with Fiseder Amoros, because it's exposing the future. It's not a Nevuah. It's revealing what's going to happen, and what's going to happen is Lafi, it's chronological. So therefore, that's how it answers him. So this is super gavaldic, and we still have a lot more to say, a lot more, b'siyata d'shmaya, and please God, we will hopefully continue next time, and see more wonders from the Torah of God. This is just unbelievable, unbelievable. Baruch Hashem. Thank you for listening, sweet friends, and letting me share this with you, and we should all go mala mala b'simcha b'tuv leva. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.